hturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta touches one of the most crucial aspects of a personal time with the Lord, that is, the practice of prayer reading.
This is the third in our series of talks concerning this very important topic of the practice of personal fellowship with the Lord at a set time and at a set place. And today we come to what may be considered the centerpiece in our practice of fellowship with the Lord, and that is prayer reading. Prayer reading is a very common practice among us in the Lord's recovery. And by reading the testimonies and biographies of Christians who have gone before us, we can see that this matter of mingling our prayer with the reading of the Word has been practiced by believers for centuries as a way, a practical way, to contact the Lord in the Word and to eat the Lord in His Word. We can see very clearly in the Bible that God intends that His Word would be our spiritual nourishment. In Jeremiah 15:16, it says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and rejoicing of my heart." Then in Matthew 4:4, it says that the Lord answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God." We shouldn't read God's word merely for knowledge, but more importantly, daily we should receive God's word in the way of nourishment. And prayer reading is a very practical way to eat God in His word. However, from our contact with young people over the past many years and from different parts of the earth, we've come to discover that while many have grown up with this practice of prayer reading, not all enjoy prayer reading to the same extent. While some young people testify that they enjoy prayer reading very much, on the other hand, a good number of young people also testify that they don't enjoy prayer reading or they don't feel like they get much out of it, so they don't practice prayer reading in a personal way. This caused us to look into this matter in a deeper way, I would say even to study this matter. And we've come to the conclusion that although we all may use the same terminology, we may each have our own definition of prayer reading. That is, we use the same vocabulary, but we use different dictionaries based on whatever experience we have built up in the past. So, in today's broadcast, we'd like to come back to the basics and present this matter of prayer reading in a simple and applicable way, in a way that we hope will broaden your view of prayer reading and also both strengthen and enrich your experience of prayer reading. The practice of prayer reading has a strong spiritual basis. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, it reads, "And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit." So the Bible tells us that we need to receive the Word of God by means of all prayer, praying at every time in Spirit. That is, we need to receive God's word by praying, by using our spirit to pray. That is, we need to mingle our reading of the word with our prayer. And please note that these verses use the phrase "by means of all prayer." So this implies that there are different kinds of prayer reading, different kinds of ways to pray over the word. Today, I'd like to present to you two different ways to pray the word. The first way is to just use the words directly from the Bible. I'd like to read to you a portion from the booklet, Prayer Reading the Word, by Brother Witness Lee, where he develops this matter more. He says, simply pick up the Word and pray read a few verses in the morning and in the evening. There is no need for you to exercise your mind in order to squeeze out some utterance. And it is unnecessary to think over what you read. Just pray with the same words you read. On every page and in every verse, there is a living prayer. There is no need to close your eyes when you're prayer reading. Keep your eyes on the Word as you pray. In all 66 books of the Bible, we cannot find one verse which says that we must close our eyes to pray. But there is a verse telling us that Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven saying, Father. He was looking toward heaven while he was praying. We would not argue in a doctrinal way, but we must realize that there is no need for us to close our eyes when we pray. It is better for us to close our mind. For example, in prayer reading Galatians 2:20, simply look at the printed page which says, I am crucified with Christ. Then, with your eyes upon the Word and praying from deep within, say, Praise the Lord! I am crucified with Christ. Hallelujah! Crucified with Christ. Amen! I am! O Lord, I am crucified. Praise the Lord! Crucified with Christ. Amen! I'm crucified with. Hallelujah! Amen! There is no need for you to compose any sentences or create a prayer. Just pray, read the Word. Pray the words of the Bible exactly as they read. Eventually, you will see that the whole Bible is a prayer book. Brothers and sisters, we found that such kind of prayer reading is a good way to exercise our spirit and to fan our spirit into flame. So we would encourage you to practice this kind of prayer reading. Another kind of prayer reading is to personalize the Word and to use the words of the Bible to pray some feeling that you have to the Lord. That is, you take a short phrase from a verse, and then you personalize it by using the words I, me, or my, or you, or your, directing it to the Lord. As you do this, you may have some feeling in your spirit. This is the anointing. And you just follow that anointing to pray something to the Lord. I'd like to illustrate this by reading from another of Brother Lee's books entitled, Contacting the Lord, Being Filled in Spirit, and Having Proper Christian Meetings for the Accomplishment of God's Eternal Purpose. I'll be reading from chapter 2. Every morning we must open His Word. We do not need to read too much. We should simply open the Word and read it with our heart and our spirit. After reading a verse or two, we need to spend some time to pray with the verses and concerning the verses. For example, suppose we read Luke 18:19, which says, But Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. After reading this verse, we need to pray about it. We may pray, Lord, your word says that no one is good. Thus, I am not good. No one is good except God himself. Lord, I praise you. You are the only one who is good. There is nothing within me that is good. After praying in this way, we may continue to pray. Lord, since there is no good in me, please save me from trusting in myself. And teach me how to enjoy you and trust in you. You are the only one who is good. By praying with the Word and concerning the Word in this way, we exercise our spirit. And by exercising our spirit in this way, we contact the Lord in the Word. Instead of merely reading the Word with our mind, we can exercise our spirit by praying over the Word. We can pray, O Lord, no one in this universe is good except one, God. God is the only one who is good. Of course, we need to understand what this verse means, but even more, we need to exercise our heart to love this verse and our spirit to contact the Lord in this verse. we should immediately turn our reading into prayer, praying, Lord, this is so wonderful. No one is good, not even me. Only you are good. Lord, I thank you that you are the only one who is good. Cause me to realize that I'm not good and that there is nothing within me that is good. Save me from having any confidence in myself and from trusting in myself. This is the way to come to the Word, to turn all our reading into praying. By doing this, we exercise our spirit and contact the Lord in the Word. This is the simplest and most effective way to read the Word. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you would set aside a few minutes each morning to practice this kind of prayer reading, and that prayer reading would not just be a form or a dead practice to you, but really be a way to nourish your spirit with the Word of God every day. In conclusion, I'd like to read a few more lines from Brother Lee's fellowship in this same book in chapter 2 concerning what we receive, those blessings or benefits from this kind of personalized prayer reading. He says, if we pray over the Word every day, we will sense the presence of the Lord and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In addition, we will learn how to pray from our spirit. By reading the Word and praying to the Lord in this way, we can contact the Lord and be contacted by Him. The Lord can speak many things to us, bring us into His presence, enlighten us, and show us all our weaknesses, faults, and defilements. When He shows us these things, we must confess to Him. Then He will cleanse us with His precious blood and purge our conscience, making it bright and pure. As a result, our conscience will be fully at peace and our spirit will be living and prevailing. Consequently, we will have the living anointing within us all day long. We will be able to fellowship and converse with the Lord continually, and as we do this, gradually we will be filled with the Lord until our whole being is full of the Holy Spirit. This is truly wonderful. And I hope, brothers and sisters, that each one of you would be able to testify how wonderful this really is. We'll say a little more concerning the blessings that we receive from the personal fellowship with the Lord next time. For now, just practice and remember that every day is a new beginning with the Lord. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.